Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Awakening to Abundance podcast. Today, you're going to hear a voice note from the past where I am moving through my journey of building belief, building faith, building certainty around manifestation. And I want to describe to you my process, which took a while to go through and to be able to put words to. So I'm hopeful that as you are in your manifestation journey, some of this rings true for you. You'll note that throughout these podcast episodes, you can especially hear in the voice notes from the past, my very analytical brain trying to make sense of things that are not always easily explainable with words. And that is part of the process. So hopefully some of these words that I use to explain my process, if you are also an analytical thinker, will resonate. So for me, when I was in my manifestation journey and when I am learning a new concept, I usually start in my brain. I usually hear the new concept and then I understand it from a cognitive perspective. And then from there, the evolution of that is that it then becomes something that I'm so curious about, that I'm so interested in, that I learn more about it. And it starts to become something that I understand on a deeper level, almost as a gut feeling that I know this to be true for myself. And so it's kind of moved out of my head and into my body at this point, right? So it's not just a feeling or a thought that's continuously rattling around in my brain. I am moving it into that, this feels really true for me. And then from there, it becomes more of a part of my experience, which feels then like a knowing. Okay, I understand it cognitively. I've had some experience with it now. So it feels good in my body. It feels like a good gut response for me. It feels in alignment. And now I am moving into a sense of knowing that for me, this is true. And this is where the thought, the conceptual thought in the beginning, is becoming more of a belief. Because we know that thoughts make up our beliefs. And a thought over and over again becomes a belief. And not only thought over and over, but experienced. And that's another reason why words alone can't teach. You have to have an experience with whatever concept you're being taught. And so this for me is part of all of that. And this is what moves me into the knowingness, the belief that this is true for me. Both the conceptual understanding, feeling it in my body, and having the experience creates a belief for me, creates the knowingness. Now, when we are looking at belief systems, such as manifestation, which is a set of skills, and abundance as the fullness of life, which is a state of being. This is more all-encompassing than just a simple thought that is turned into a belief. It is a collection of beliefs that start to make up who you are. And some people call this faith in something beyond belief. I have faith. And others call it certainty. Whatever you want to call it, this in the voice note for me is something that I am essentially struggling with. I'm at that point where I'm on the verge of it becoming a belief system, expectation, as opposed to just a set of beliefs. I am moving into the embodiment for myself that this is the way I want to create my life. And so you'll hear that in the voice note. But that's kind of the progression that I go through when I start to believe something different for myself. And you'll see that life experience will guide you along this path, that you don't have to just use your analytical brain, that as you move through this process, things will start to unfold, synchronicities will happen, you'll hear it from different places, you'll learn it from different teachers, you'll start to embody what it means to you, and that's how you move beyond belief and into expectation. And manifesting from belief is one thing. Manifesting from expectation, absolute faith, is another. And again, you're going to see this struggle in the voice note. And all of it is exactly the way it's meant to be. And you are exactly where you are meant to be in this process. Whether you're starting in the very beginning and you're hearing this for the first time and you're like, I have no idea what manifestation or abundance is. What are you talking about? Or you're also on the edge of, I believe this stuff and now I am moving into the embodiment of it. Or even further, I am in the embodiment of it and now this just is my expectation. Does manifestation work? Absolutely it works. There's no doubt about it, right? These are different places where you can fall. And everywhere where you are right now is perfect for you. So I hope that you enjoy this episode and I hope that it helped. There won't be a little snippet afterward because I think this and the voice note itself will give you what the point is and what it is that you may need from this episode. So I hope you enjoy. I believe that we create our own reality. I believe that we do this through our desires. However, I'm currently having some issues with fully believing and getting into a certainty place, which I think feels a lot like faith, like a knowing, like a claiming that my desires are manifestable, if that's a word. I think there is, for me, so much a here is what the here and now looks like, and the idea of imagining or visualizing these desires in order to even get to a place of belief and certainty feels far-fetched. And I think maybe even one of those issues is because the desires themselves aren't necessarily pinpointed enough that it holds momentum to become a thought that goes over and over, a belief
and then into certainty. So really continuing to work on what does my big life look like and what are the desires within that big life. And then going through the process of thinking that thought over and over again and doing any reframing that needs to occur over and over again, enough for it to become a belief and then enough for it to become a certainty. And I think I've done this previously and it hasn't necessarily worked out the way that I wanted it to work out. And I also believe that there's a part of this process of surrendering, right? Surrendering into, I don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but I believe in this or something better. And I also believe that the universe is all-knowing, and even though the law of attraction brings us what we are, maybe that's what it was right then in that moment. I got what I was, as opposed to being in that expectancy place and attracting in what I wanted because I wasn't at the vibrational match. And I think that is really key and part of all of this manifestation. But I also want to say, and I'm not saying this as a spiritual bypass, but I also want to say that I think the universe does everything for our good. And I'm sure that it didn't fully manifest to the extent that I wanted it to manifest, not only because I wasn't a vibrational match, but because that's not how the unfolding was meant to occur. Because right now I'm having an amazing time in the actual manifestation. And if I'm honest with myself, it's more in a different way than I expected. So even though in the way that I thought it would turn out didn't come to fruition, this other way that it has really been quite amazing. And so I think instead of looking at that as I can't manifest my desires, looking at it and giving thanks for what it is and appreciating and being in that joyful spot of what it really is now is key. Because if we go and do the opposite, then our faith in manifestation will dwindle because this, it didn't look exactly the way that I thought it was going to look. And so I can't manifest the way that I want to manifest. And I don't think that's true. And I also don't think that we have the consciousness necessarily when we have our desires to know exactly how wonderful it's going to feel to either have the manifestation or to have something similar to that manifestation, but that feels even better, right? I mean, at the consciousness that we're asking, it's not necessarily like we can't predict how exactly it's going to feel. I guess unless we've had it before, but then there's nothing new to that, then it's not really expansion or a new creation. It's kind of manifesting the same of what you already have, which we tend to do often already. So I really appreciate this certainty. We have thoughts about our desires. The thoughts are said over and over again. We turn them into beliefs. And then we have these beliefs over and over again. We sit in this belief of our desire manifesting, and we understand and are okay with it turning into something different, something better, this or something better. But we are also building that belief into an expectation. And I think understanding that process a little bit better for me feels better. And also, I feel like that's partially how you build faith too, when you're trying to concentrate on not having to see the manifestation before believing it.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.